This is Americana at its finest, where Memory Road is filled with late-night bowling alleys, all-night diners, and the Friday night sock hop ball. Travel with me back in time to a place where family values were real and not just a catchphrase said by politicians. Where little boys wore straw cowboy hats and were allowed to play with cap guns. It was where little girls played with teacups and mom's highlight of the week was her trip to the beauty shop. And dad's highlight, well, it was the same evening. It was when job security wasn't so much a sought-after commodity as it is today. It was when the music was classic toe-tap and rhythm mixed with words of deep meaning, like Bebop-a-Lula, or Tutti Frutti, or I Love You for 100 Million Reasons. But most of all, I love you 'cause you're you. Yes, those were the days America's finest tunes conjured up by our finest artist. Travel back in time with me right here on The Jason Kirkman Show, coming to you from Studio 312 in New Mexico's Tularosa Basin, where parents still discipline their kids and still love them to the utmost. And the kids don't expect anything less. Let's begin our journey right now on The Jason Kirkman Show.
Explain about last night. Though things didn't look just right, please believe me, there was nothing wrong. I thought about you, baby, all night long. Across my heart, I hope to die. Well, I wouldn't tell you no lie. You talk about a piece of rotten luck. You do a friend a favor and you wind up stuck. She couldn't hold a candle to you, no siree. Very hard to handle like a Model T. Across my heart, I hope to die. Well, I wouldn't tell you no lie. Please believe me when I say white horses couldn't drag me away. You, 'cause I don't have to look too hard to see what I got in my own backyard. So be forgiving and forget. Don't say my alibi's all wet. I miss those kisses from your honeycomb. This humble bumblebee just wants to fly back home. I cross my heart, I hope to die. Well, I wouldn't tell you no lie. I wouldn't tell you no lie. No, 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 no.
That was Elvis Presley with Cross My Heart and Hope to Die. Here's little Eva with The Locomotion.
So
Here's a great number by Bill Haley and the Comets, Rock-a-Beatin' Boogie.
A boogie, you make it sweet. You get the rock-a-beatin' boogie, rock-a-beatin' boogie beat. Well, the rock-a-beatin' boogie, B-O-G-I-E. Well, the rock-a-beatin' the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie, dancing to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie, shaking to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie, jumping to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie, romping to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie.
Here's a little something different for you. Do you remember that singing cowboy every Saturday morning, Mr. Gene Autry? Well, here he is trying his hand at a little rock and roll, Mr. Gene Autry with Blueberry Hill.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill and lingered until my dreams came true. The wind in the willows played love's sweet melody, but all of those vows we made were never to be. Though we're apart, you're part of me still, for you were my thrill on Blueberry Hill. But all of those vows we made were never to be. Though we're apart, you're part of me still, for you were my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
Elvis Presley was not only what most people would call the world's greatest entertainer, he was a deep thinker as well. After he passed away, a family member found a little note he had written in the pages of a book. It read, "Success is having something to do, someone to love, and something to look forward to." You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Whenever I dance with a girl I love, my head goes round and round. When she is close to me, I can't stay on the ground. Whenever I dance with a girl I love, I never have a care. All night I'm so light, I walk right on the air, the air, the air. Oh, let me, honey, let me do what you know I love to do. Please take another chance and let me have another dance with you. Whenever I feel those pretty arms reaching around about, that feeling goes to my toes and all the lights go out, go out, go out. Whenever I see those eyes of blue smiling up so shy, I'm in such a spin, I take a ride off and fly. So let me, honey, let me do what you know I love to do. Please take another chance and let me have another dance with you. So let me dance in the arms I love, thrilling through and through. I'm so drunk with love and all I see is you. I never hear the music play, I never see the crowd. Only you and me dancing on a cloud, a cloud. Oh, let me, my honey, let me do what you know I love to do. Please take another chance and let me have another dance with you.
Well, I hope you're enjoying our journey back in time. While I try to bring back the nickel soda pop, you know, it's not a beverage, it's a concept about the way things used to be in America. And every time I open up an internet page or open up a newspaper or turn on the radio somewhere, it seems I'm reminded that those days are behind us. I'm here to remind you that they're not. The best days in America are just ahead. America is great. And why is that? Well, it's because it's full of Americans. That's my personal opinion, my belief, my creed, my motto. And I hope you're enjoying this trip back in time. Even if you're listening from another country, America has brought a lot to the world, and the world's brought a lot to America. I'm reminded of that every time I sit down to a nice spaghetti dinner, or a bratwurst, or just have conversations with a friend. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show, bringing back the nickel soda pop right here for me and for you.
I don't want the world to know. I don't want my heart to show. Two faces have
That was Two Faces Have I by Lou Christie. Here's Little Richard with The Girl Can't Help It.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it. She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And she walks by, the men folks get in rows.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she winks an eye, the brass lights turn to toes.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she got a lot of what they call the mole.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she's got a bigger maid to squeeze.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Won't you kindly be aware, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it.
She mesmerizes every mother's son.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she smiles and beats, they become well done.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
She made grandpa feel like 21.
The girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it. She was born to please.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
And if I go to her, I'll be in the knee.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
Won't you kindly be aware that I can't help it?
I can't help it.
Because I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer will be the girl can't help it. She's in love with me.
Can't help it.
The breath lights turn to toes.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she got a lot of what they call the mole.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't have it, she was born to please.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And she's got a figure made to squeeze.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Won't you kindly be aware, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it.
Because I'm hoping, obviously, that someday she's in love with me.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
By a special request, here's Jump in the Saddle with The Curly Shuffle.
When me and my friends go out in the town, we can't sit still, we can't sit down. We don't doing the curly shuffle. Hey mo, hey mo,
hey mo, hey mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck,
yuck, yuck, yuck.
Well, we ain't never miss a chance. We get up and dance and do the curly shuffle. Well, me and my friends love Larry and Mo. We love Curly's brother Shemp and his fat clone Joe. It's such a delight to boogie and hustle, dancing all night, doing the curly shuffle. Hey mo, hey mo,
hey mo, hey mo.
Well, I yuck, 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 yuck. Comedy classics on late night TV. Those knuckleheads love to get in a scuffle. They push and they shove, doing the curly shuffle. Hey mo, hey mo,
hey mo, hey mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck.
Sweet.
Police in Brazil were surprised when they detained a suspect on suspicion of drug dealing and ran his name through a routine check. They found he was already under house arrest and was supposed to be wearing an electronic tagging device. They, accordingly, went to his home where they found a rooster shut in a chicken coop with the electronic monitoring bracelet around its neck. Police said it was the first time they'd seen an animal wearing an electronic tagging device. At the man's home, they seized cocaine, marijuana, and a set of scales. The man has also been charged with illegal possession of a firearm. I wonder what the police had for dinner that night.
Keep a thinking purty. Just fill your mind full of rainbows and robins and roses, and you'll find any kind of a dream one supposes can come true. Don't be filled with pity. Just cling to things like a hope and a prayer and a whistle, and you'll see suddenly while you're whistling that this will help you through. When life's a lemon instead of a plum, sour graping won't help you, chum. You'll bear fruit if you learn to say, my bowl of cherries is a-coming someday. So keep a-thinking purty. Just walk along with a song. Let your toes keep a-tapping, hum a tune. Pretty soon, purty things will be happening to you. Be filled with pity. Just cling to things like a hope and a prayer and a whistle, and you'll see suddenly while you're whistling that this'll help you through. When life's a lemon instead of a plum, sour graping won't help you, chum. You bear fruit if you learn to say, my bowl of cherries is a-coming someday. So keep a-thinking pretty. Just walk along with a song. Let your toes keep a-tapping, hum a tune. Pretty soon, pretty things will be happening to you.
That was Keep a Thinkin' Pretty by the Beverly Hillbillies. Here's Corina Corina by Mr. Joe Turner.
Corina, Corina.
You know, as long as there's a smile on your face, it's always a beautiful day outside, and I want to thank you for listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
If you asked an adult old as I am what growed up in the country, we were taught some manners when we were young'uns. We had manners, I'll tell you now. Never ever would you be caught taking the last piece of chicken off of the plate or the last biscuit. Now, you'd sit there and want it some kind of bad. But you knowed better than to take it off of the plate. I finished supper one evening and went over to the Ledbetter house, and they was eating supper. And they was all sitting around the table there, Marcel and Claude and Eugene and Aunt Pet Ledbetter. Mrs. Ledbetter, as everybody affectionately called her, and they called Mr. Ledbetter Uncle Versy. Well, they was all sitting around the table, and there's one piece of chicken left right in the middle of the platter. And all of them was sitting there looking at it. A wind come up and blowed the lamp out. And you could hear Uncle Versus scream just like lightning had struck him. And Aunt Pet jumped up and finally got the lamp lit, and there was five forks sticking in the back of Uncle Versus' hand.
Was Eddie My Love by the Teen Queens. Here's Jackson by Johnny Cash.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big talk man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But
that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about Jackson.
Some years back, I began to put something into practice, something that would change my life drastically. To put it in a nutshell, I've almost eliminated most of the stress in my life just by changing the way I think. I first began focusing on what I could control and what I could influence in my life. My education, my budget, aspects of health, positive attitude, even changing my peers. I even removed a few peers who reminded me of an event in my life that I wanted to move past. I changed some interests and hobbies. I began to exercise, not for the physical benefits, but for the mental ones, taking walks to think. Before I knew it, I was a totally different person in many different ways. I began to engage in hobbies and professional activities that I never dreamed I would be involved in. I've been fortunate enough to have received praise and compliments from people who are the best at what they do. People who don't recognize talent unless it's sincere. Then I took a small 2-day course where I am now employed. By the way, I now teach that same course. In this course, I learned something called the circle of influence and the circle of control and how to put it into practice. I was shocked. I'd been already doing this for almost a year and didn't know it was actually documented as, well, almost a formula for less stress and more happiness. Through all of it, I learned quite a few valuable lessons. First, in general, you'll rarely be given the opportunity to do what you want to do. You have to create that opportunity yourself. Sometimes it will not pay off immediately, but it will always pay off somehow in the end, even if by nothing more than the education it gave you. Secondly, if you let others steal your happiness, then you're the loser. You have given in to your own failure before you even gave yourself the chance to prove those people wrong. Remember that sometimes these individuals are the people that you love the most. It doesn't mean that they don't love you, it just means that sometimes they don't understand you. Third, and this goes hand in hand with the second, always remember that what you do is for your benefit and no one else's. That's not to say that your family and friends won't reap some second-hand benefits, but you have to do those things for you. because you have got to love yourself. Nobody can like somebody that doesn't like themselves. That's a fact. Fourth, all of your successes come from the benefit of your ability to inhale and exhale. Don't forget where that particular involuntary talent came from and give thanks. I'm Jason Kirtman, and you're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.
Like kinfolks, but you better have time to spare.
Yeah, there I was. I just stepped on board flight 7849210096542827657. Flying nonstop from Hayhira, Georgia to Yazoo City, Mississippi. Done bought me one of them triple ultra super saver center seat tickets. Sat down there between the duck and the lead better. The fella tried to talk to me, couldn't understand a word he's saying. He sounded like a log truck. Duck didn't say nothing. All of a sudden I hear this voice coming in over the intercom.
This here's Captain Jerry Clower. I want to welcome all y'all to Southern Air. We'll be ready for takeoff shortly, just as soon as they clear the runway.
There was a gun rack in the cockpit that beat all I've ever seen. They had complimentary copies of Mechanics magazine. He peeled rubber on the runway, looking out my window screen. I saw an Eat More Possum bumper sticker stuck out on the wings. Southern Air, Southern Air, flying high over Dixie, going where no others dare. Southern Air, we're Southern Air. Yeah, we'll take you to your kinfolks, but you better have time to spare.
Yeah, there I was. Must have been 500 feet over them pine trees. Duck had done fainted on takeoff. Had his little head laying on my arm there. His little tongue just all hanging out.
We flew past Stone Mountain, crossed that Alabama state line. Got so close to Enterprise, you could almost see that boll weevil monster. Then I heard this sharp ringing in my ear.
Howdy! My name is Miss Pearl, and I'll be your stewardess for the duration of this flight. As you can see, Captain Clower has turned off the no-chewing sign. Now, y'all feel free to kick your shoes off, get up, roam around, get to know your neighbors. Right now, I just want to get to know this good-looking, handsome, young hunk of man right here.
She served knee highs, moon pies, and bones of butterbeans. Gone with the Wind was skipping on that movie screen. While Marcel, Claudel, Ray, Nell, Udell, Clovis, and Eugene were all taking turns at the turn, turning out peach ice cream. Southern Air, we're Southern Air, flying high over Dixie, country comforts in the air. Southern Air, Southern Air, if you're dying to see your kinfolks, well, you better have time to spare.
Yeah, there I was. That Miss Pearl has given me more attention. She did that first class passenger. Kept showing me all the new safety tips and playing with my seat belt. Got me so nervous I dropped my last piece of pecan pie right on that duck's head. That little feller come to and jumped up a quacking and a squalling, didn't know where he was. Started running up and down the aisle, tripped over the ice cream freezer, stepped in Marcel's sweet potatoes and flew out the screen door and was gone. Nothing but feathers. Then I heard that voice again coming in over the intercom.
I can see Yazoo City from here. Woo! Now don't y'all fret about that landing none. I got up early this morning and put on a brand new set of them Bigfoot mud gripper tops.
Shine, we stayed behind, Lord, it was quite a show. How that duck beat us to Yazoo, well, I guess I'll never know. And that pretty girl they call Miss Pearl just wouldn't let me go. While that captain kept
keep on talking on his two-way radio. Southern air, Southern air.
Ooh, Uncle Percy, can you get them cows off the runway?
Southern air, Southern air.
You're good looking, thank you. Did anybody ever tell you you'd be real cute if you just get a haircut?
Southern air.
Now cut that
Southern
out.
Air.
Stop that. Well, I know. What kind of holding pattern is this?
Southern air. Southern air. If you're running from your kin, folks, well, we got one way.
That was Southern Air by Ray Stevens. Here's the Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde by Georgie Fame.
Can tell you people they were the devil's children. Bonnie and Clyde began their evil doing one lazy afternoon down Savannah way. They robbed a store and hightailed out of that town. Got clean away in a stolen car and waited till the heat. Advanced their reputation and made the graduation into the banking business. Reached for the sky, sweet talking Clyde would holler as Bonnie loaded dollars in the jukebox back. Now one brave man, he tried to take them alone. They left him lying in a pool of blood and laughed about it. Enemy number one, running and hiding from every American lawman's gun. They used to laugh about dying, but deep inside them they knew that pretty soon they'd be lying beneath the ground together, pushing up there just to welcome the sun and the morning dew. Reliable information, a federal deputation laid a deadly ambush. When Bonnie and Clyde came walking in the sunshine, a half a dozen carbines opened up on them. Bonnie and Clyde, they lived a lot together, and finally together, they died.
I'd like to take this time to thank all of the stations that carry the Jason Kirkman Show. I'd like to thank 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and 97.5 FM in Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. Also, the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas, and AM 1290 out of Vancouver, Washington. Then there's Oldies Radio 104.3 in Cara, West Virginia, WVPV, West Virginia's proud veterans. Oldies Radio in Cairo, and proud to be first in Ritchie County. Also, I'd like to thank OldiesRadio88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com. Both of those stations are in Columbia, South Carolina. And then there's Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of Phoenix, Arizona, and QStar Radio, which just recently moved to to Kansas City. I'd like to thank KOWS Radio 107.3 FM in Occidental, California, and WYAP 107.7 FM in Clay, West Virginia. I'd also like to thank Radio Easy and Retro Gold out of Seattle, Washington, and AM 1700 Radio Richmond in San Francisco, California. Also AM 520 The Loop and 88.1 WCPR. Both of those are out of Ringgold, Georgia. Also, I'd like to thank Andrews Community Radio in Andrews, North Carolina. And last but not least, the music player yesterday in the United Kingdom. Thank you so much for carrying the Jason Kurtman Show. And I would like to add that all of these radio stations have beautiful, wonderful websites, and you can check them out by going to my website at jasonkurtman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and clicking on all of the links in the upper left-hand side of the homepage. While you're there, sign the guest book and check out the blog. Well, it seems A Poem to a Horse has caused a divorce, and I'm not joking, of course.
Say, Wilbur, get a load of this story, here at the bottom of the page in the corner.
It seems that a horse is reported to have played a vital part in a divorce in Saudi Arabia after a wife was heard reciting a poem to it. The poem praised the horse while comparing the woman's husband to a non-thoroughbred. The woman's sister heard her reciting it and sold her out to the woman's husband, who is also a poet. He is reported to have immediately divorced her. And in case you're wondering, the horse's name was Jiro. Well, folks, once again, it's time to wind up this edition of the Jason Kurtman Show. I want to tell you what a real pleasure it is each week for me to come to you through your radio station there and bring you great memories of a time frame in America that's gone by. Some people say those were the greatest days in America. I like to think the greatest days are actually just ahead of us, because you and I are going to bring back those values, those economics, those words of trust, honesty, and integrity back to American mainstream in all that we say and do and how we live. That's what America does.
I want to close out the show with a great toe-tapping song from Don Williams. Do you remember this song? It Must Be Love. Think about the ones you love this week, and I'll see you next time on The Jason Kirtman Show.
I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love. Be the